She brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, I'm Dawn Marie, and welcome to It's a New Day. Hey, Benny, how was your week?
Good.
Was it good?
Yeah, I got to spend some time with mom and my girlfriend's mom. It was a great weekend. Man, it was beautiful. On Saturday, I think it was all around a great weekend.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have had... My Mother's Day actually started on Wednesday. And I wasn't even expected for some of the things that I'm going to share today.
Is this what the kids are doing these days? They're starting it out a little earlier?
You know...
You Wednesday, know, that's a little ways out.
I think every day should be Mom's Day, but, aww, you know, God bless whoever decided to let us celebrate it one day a year, you know, because, I mean, I think there's just no greater joy in life is to be a mom.
I think it should be celebrated like Valentine's Day. You know, you should celebrate love 365 days a year.
Right.
Same with Mom's Day.
I agree. And even for, you know, those women out there who have never had children but loved a dog, you're still a mom, you know? I mean, it's like...
I actually mentioned that, too.
It's just, it was just, it was a great, great experience.
Good.
And I started it, and I'm going to share this today because I want to talk a little bit about... some rather extraordinary events that took place for me personally over the course of the last few days. Sometimes when we're not looking for anything, we find the most profound things. And I wasn't looking for anything. But on the other hand, I'm always seeking something within myself, some type of understanding. So I woke up incredibly inspired this morning. And to tell you the truth, I didn't have a clue how this was all going to come together. So hopefully some of the stuff that I give out to you listeners today maybe might inspire you. And if it doesn't, well, God bless you. You know, there's a show after mine.
Food for thought. There you go.
So, but seriously, I mean, I really woke up inspired. And I'm going to give out a couple of personal messages to, I came home, I was actually went on a trip on Wednesday, and I went to Virginia. You ever been there?
No, I've always wanted to, actually.
Well, I was inspired.
Good. So,
and it really got me thinking about a lot. But when I came home late last night, and we didn't get in until 10 o'clock, I had several emails because I didn't have email for the last few days, and I didn't have cell phone coverage. It was kind of interesting not to have email, cell phone coverage. And
must have been kind of nice.
I got to tell you, it was just an extraordinary
peace.
Experience. And
peace.
But as I came home, I had several emails, and I wanted to personally give out three messages to three very distinct individuals that took the time and energy to write me over the course of the last few days, and I wasn't able to get back to you. So to Barb from Minnesota, I want to thank you. Barb sent me an email who I had done a session with, I don't know, several months ago, and all of a sudden it had hit her that maybe she hadn't paid me. But she also wanted to tell me that I had given her a time frame and a certain date, and lo and behold, everything that I had told her on this date actually did play out. And she shared that joy with me, and I was very, very happy because, you know, as a messenger, validation is always a wonderful thing in my shoes because literally I am just a messenger, and, you know, my joy in life is to be of service to other people. So to Barb, God bless you. To tell you the truth, I don't remember if you ever paid me, and thank you for putting the responsibility on me. I'm going to put the responsibility back to you, and I'm going to ask you that, no, you don't need to send me any money. Pay it forward. Pay it forward in some way that you might share your experience and what you were given from me as a messenger, and be a messenger yourself and share it forward. Pay it forward to someone that maybe you can help bring wisdom to or shed some light on their journey that might help them find a little bit more joy. So I want to give that, and thank you so much for taking the time and writing me the email, and God bless your dad.
That's
too.
Very sweet of you to do that.
Well, yeah, what am I going to do? I don't remember getting payment. It's not, you know, and really, if we're all working for each other, I mean, pay it forward.
Sure.
To send it out into the world, and, you know, the universe takes care of all of us.
But
it all comes back
right.
in a beautiful way.
But it sounds like you never even bothered going to that negative aspect of it. You just immediately went to a positive.
Absolutely.
And saying, you know what? No big deal.
Well, that's part of what I'm going to be talking about today, because I really got inspired. I mean, I tell you, I have really gotten inspired over the last few days, to the point where I think, for me personally, I'm going to make a lot of shifts. The next messenger I want to give to is to Deborah. God bless you, Deborah. Sometimes we try and fit into the tribe, and we want to be included in everything that we do. Now, my heart goes out to you, because sometimes when you already understand your great light and you already understand that you're making decisions and acting on them within your integrity, that it's not necessarily important to be part of the tribe. What's important is to honor the tribe, recognize where they're at, and lovingly understand where you're at. And don't allow it to take your energy. Don't allow it. Don't feel like the outsider, which you had gently said in your email. Because you're not. You're a leader. And you have a bright light within your own heart. And you, and only you, can give yourself a hug for that. So I just want to tell you, give yourself a hug today. It's a new day today. The energy that you spend today will be with you all week long. This is what I love about Mondays. People, you know, email me and they're like, oh, it's Monday and I'm down and this is how it starts my day. No. Monday is a beginning, not an end.
That's right.
Sunday, reflect on your week. Monday, set the bank account way high up there and just set the energy forward, because what you do and what you allow stays with you the whole week through. So for Deborah, you have power of your energy. Do not allow anybody to suck from that bank account. Bless the lessons that you've learned. Recognize that you're your own bright star and keep going forward. And that's my message to you. And so I just want to thank you for dropping me an email as well. And my last one is to Shemette, and who is just a bright shining star amongst herself. And Shemette, this goes to you. You are your own creator of what you choose to create. And you have created something simplistic and fabulous and beyond a lot of people's comprehension. You do not need to change it. You do not need to be like someone else or some other past author who's already done something in their own light. You are your own light. And you will find your own way in that. And should there be endings that come along the way that maybe bring you hardship, know that there will be joy that follows the hardship. Because I believe that with every ending, something else is born. So I wanted to just gently put those messages out there to these three gracious people who sent me emails that I felt compelled, because I'm inspired today. And I did email them all back, but I also wanted to publicly recognize them, because I think that anytime anybody takes the time and energy to sit down and write to me, I'm going to take the time and energy to sit down and write back to you. Now, I am busy sometimes, so please know it might not get back to you for a few hours. Maybe not till the following day. And if I happen to be out of town and no email, it might take a few days, but I will get back to you. So I appreciate it. I want to talk a little bit today about history, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my personal journey, because I learned a lot over the course of the last few days, to the point where it has inspired me beyond my own joyful bliss, and I'm hoping that through my own inspirational journey that you may follow up on some of your own journey, to understand that there is a divine understanding to every single thing that we do. And it's when we become a witness to that, that we become inspired by our own truth, our own light. And in history, I'm going to be talking a little bit about warriors, because it's warriors in our history and even in our present. And I am going to be talking about present warriors, too, who are paving the way for all of us to really kind of learn about love and to learn about bliss and to learn about positive energy and to try and release some of the fears that really keep us bogged down. And I saw them everywhere, but I also saw people, you know, shift out of that fear. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about this today, because I think it's really important. I think that I didn't get to where I am here today by myself. As Benny, you didn't get to where you are by yourself. You had teachers helping you. You went to school. You educated yourself. You know, I did not go to college, but I have had fabulous teachers educate mm-hmm. me along my journey. And I don't know of any college that could teach me what I've learned. Otherwise, I would have gone, actually.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends who, you know, obviously in the DJing business and being a broadcaster myself, you know, I had a lot of friends in the business up at WSU and also at Western when I first started. That really were like, hey, man, you should stick with it, you know, and that's the motivation that kept
and
me
the
going.
Inspiration.
You got it. And that's what I give props to them, too.
It's that inspiration that keeps you going. And you have so much fun and joy when you're working behind the booth. So when we come back, I'm going to share with you a little bit of a journey that I went on. And later on in the show, we are going to open up the phone lines for anybody. And I'm going to have Benny give that number out now. But I do want to share a little bit of the journey. And if something triggers you and brings a joyful memory to something that maybe happened to your journey, boy, I'd sure like to hear about it. Because I think we need to share love and joy right now and kind of like just release the fear for a little bit. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie. Stay tuned.
And the number, 1-800-930-2819 if you want to give us a holler.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Perfco Green, biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Hi, and welcome back. You're listening to Dawn Marie, and this is It's a New Day. So I want to talk a little bit about some extraordinary things that happened to me that helped, bring my own self to a higher self-awareness. That's what I mean. I went on a trip to Virginia. And before I left for that trip on Wednesday, I sat down amongst my packing and my hecticness, because we were taking the red eye out for a wedding that we were attending. My boyfriend's daughter got married in Lynchburg, Virginia, which I had never been before. Beautiful, beautiful country. And I sat down and I watched a movie. A friend of mine had brought this movie by and she said, "You've got to see this movie." She said, "Every time I feel like I'm going to lose that heart center, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch this movie." And just her statement of that really caught my attention. And I said, "Okay, I will try and fit this movie in before I leave." And all day I was doing everything and all I could think about is I've got to spend 2 hours to sit down and watch this movie. The movie, my friends, is called The Shift. It is by Dr. Wayne Dyer. If you have not seen this movie, of everything that I have seen in current day time, this movie will help you to find your light within. It is so masterfully, masterfully done that I can't even say enough about it. I will tell you that it made me weep through the movie. Not because of sorrow, but because of pure joy and bliss. Because I recognized something profound within this movie, that God is everywhere and that God is within all of us. And Dr. Dyer does a profound way of delivering this message throughout this movie. And you will not be bored and you will not want to miss 1 ounce of it. And I just recommend you buy it because it is something that you will want to watch again because the messages are just vast and deep within it. So I watched this movie, and I mean, within seconds, I had to be somewhere at 6 o'clock. I had to go and get my son, who was going to drive us to the airport. And so I quickly watched it, grabbed my bags, and out the door I went. But I had to call my friend and thank her, because I was just in this great sense of joy from having watched this movie. My son picked us up. I picked up my son, and I couldn't help but notice something about my son. And so I sat there and I drove gently, and it was just the two of us in the car. And we were in silence. And then all of a sudden he said, "Man, I got to get it together." And that was my opening. And you know, I raised my children to be free thinkers, to let them know that they had freedom of choice. And a long time ago, I quit being their mom because once they started making their own choices, you know, I pretty much became a backup. You know, helping them and understanding, not going against them, because our choices are our lessons. They're part of our journey. And I gently, gently said to him, "Only you have the power to shift your reality." And he says, "What do you mean, Mom?" And I said, "Well, look at you." I said, "I love you, but your clothes aren't that clean and your hair's really long and you always wear a hat and you're incredibly artistic and you're incredibly talented, yet this is what you're calling into your life. You are sending out a message that you're not worth anything, but you are in your soul. And all I can do is say, you're the one that has to find your light. You're the one and only one that can change your reality. But whatever you want to do, I'm still going to be here and I'm going to love you. But I just wanted to lovingly let you know that." So my son took us to the airport and he didn't say a whole lot about that to me. He didn't, you know, he's really quiet and he's a very gracious young man. So we flew out. And I will tell you that by the time we got back last night, my son also picked us up. And I'm going to tell you about his shift first. Because he picked us up. And I love life. I love that I got to witness this in just a quick 4-day period. He was clean. He had on nice clothes. He had gone and gotten his hair cut. He was not wearing any hat. And he was so excited about some things that he had planted seeds over the last 4 days as far as him stepping in to his artistic abilities and being a graphic designer. I was beyond joy. Just in seeing, the first thing is I noticed, wow, he cut his hair. And he was just, "Mom, thank you, thank you, thank you for that message. He says, it hit home. And I went, well, thank you for letting me know that. Because I wasn't mad at him and he wasn't mad at me. And there was no anger, no fear, nothing, none of that. Just a clean, simple message. But he heard it and he chose to act on it. It inspired me, along with many other things through the course of the next few days. So we land in Virginia, and the first thing that I go and see when I'm there, we're there for a wedding. The wedding's on Saturday. Now, I'm talking about warriors today because I started my journey with Dr. Wayne Dyer, who I believe is truly a warrior. And I will tell you that I ended my journey with Don Miguel Ruiz reading his book when I came back, The Four Agreements, which I have read before. A couple of times, actually, because I love the book. It always just inspires me and, you know, reminds me of many different things. And every time I read it, I get something new. I believe that Don Miguel Ruiz and Dr. Wayne Dyer are warriors. But I also got to meet and learn about past warriors in our history. Warriors that I never even gave credit to. Never even thought about it. In fact, when I was in school, I didn't like history. I had no time for it because I was so busy wanting to just get into the future. All I wanted to do when I was in school was to grow up and be able to do what I wanted to do. Well, now I'm growing up, and now I'm loving history. I find that kind of interesting. So my boyfriend says, I want to take you somewhere. So he takes me to Appomattox. You ever been there, Benny?
I can't say I haven't even heard of it.
Okay. Well, we were taught this in school and talk about warriors at this time.
Okay.
All right. Appomattox is where General Lee surrendered to General Grant under the president of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
That ended the Civil War.
Mm.
And I got to stand in the room where these two men met. And I want to tell you something. They met and they sat and they wrote out the declaration that the war was over because General Lee surrendered. General Lee, the night before he knew that he was going to surrender, and this is a small little town in Virginia with beautiful rolling hills and as primitive as you and I can't even comprehend. These rooms didn't have bathrooms, and they didn't have closets. The kitchens were located outside, and they had slaves back then. General Lee knew that he was going the next day to surrender. So he decided that if I'm going to surrender, I'm going in my best dress. He dressed in his best uniform. He mounted his head, his horse with his head held high. And I walked the journey that he came down, and I stood in the room because he believed that the next day he was going to be arrested along with his 25,000 soldiers. Mm-hmm. When he sat down with General Grant didn't arrest him. And he didn't arrest the 25,000 soldiers. He set them all free. It wasn't about who was going to win. It was about trying to find a unity at that time. Now, here's the sad reality, and here's what really struck me to a core. Is there was over 80,000 men in this small little community. There were no cars. There was no electricity. There were no cell phones, all right? I mean, this is like, it's mind-boggling when we think of this. These men were hungry. Food was scarce. Yet they marched all night long, and they were both sides battling for a cause in which they believed within their hearts, all right? Well, the next day, which happened to be Palm Sunday when the declaration was written, General Grant set all of General Lee and himself and his soldiers free. And the sad reality is that when I walked the journey, I usually feel energy and I usually get a sense for something. And my boyfriend, who knows I'm very tuned into this, he said, what are you getting through all of this? And I said, truthfully, I am getting great sorrow and great joy all at the same time. The sorrow was for the loss and the confusion because nobody knew what was going on and they didn't know what to do. I mean, one day they're fighting a war and the next day they're free. And all of a sudden, some of these men who were on foot had 100 miles still to walk home. And you know, think of that. There was no other way to get there. The journey is you walk the journey. And the confusion of what was going on. Well, because of the time lapse, I mean, I think the saddest thing is that Abraham Lincoln, we ended the war on April 9th. And Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth because he believed he was helping the South win the war. Truth be known, word hadn't gotten there yet. The war had already ended because, again, it's not like there's a phone. You can pick him up and call him. You have to send a messenger. It takes 4 days from Appomattox to get to Washington, D.C. And he was assassinated. But he had completed the victory, and he had gifted us with the Gettysburg Address. There was something profound that happened to me during that awareness, and I have to tell you that those men set the precedence for our freedom that we are still seeking today. And I have a point to all of this because I'm going to be talking about our personal freedom and how we stand within our truth and our integrity, and what kind of taught me over the course of history and present day that is still going on, ironically, and yet we always have people that are graciously leading us through the journey. So stay tuned. We're going to talk more about this, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. Ben, and give out the line number.
Sure. It's 1-800-930-2819.
Because I want to listen to if you have anything that's maybe inspired your journey to help people make the shift, or maybe you're making the shift. I think this is just a great thing right now. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Bellagenza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bellagenza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bellagenza's products are good for you and the environment. Bellagenza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bellagenza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit Bellagenza.com. That's BELEGENZA.com.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite. June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by Money Tree.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line. Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie. And we're talking about shifting and warriors. And really, you know, history is really a part of where we are today. Truly. I mean, I was blessed by being shown. I love the way my spirit guides work with me. They don't just show me shifts. They take me on the journey. And I love that. So I went on this journey with my eyes wide open, with no expectations whatsoever. And I was just not prepared for what everything that was gifted for me to be witnessing. And literally, I did become a witness. So after going to Appomattox and witnessing the Civil War and where that all came to an end, my journey didn't stop there. But I have to tell you, that aspect of the journey really stayed with me because of the deep feelings that I had walking, just walking in that energy and in that space of history. My journey continued on, and I then went to a beautiful, beautiful wedding where I just witnessed just incredible love. Love where in the past, you know, these families may have battled, but on this particular day, love shined. It shined so brightly that I was just pleased to be a part to just witness it all. And after the wedding, the next day is Sunday, and it's time for me to go home. My boyfriend and his son, Nick, Mike and Nick, thank you so much. They decided that I needed an experience. They have no idea how much of an experience they gave me. They decided one of my favorite movies is Tin Cup. You ever seen it?
Yeah, I'm a golf for two. It's probably one of my favorites.
Okay, so you've seen Tin Cup. Okay.
Just a couple times.
I just love the movie. Okay. Where's the place that they love to eat?
Oh, it's like a...
The Waffle House.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a Waffle House. I was going to say chicken and waffles, but it's just
so
one.
So here I am. It's Mother's Day. And they get up and they're like, we have to take you to the Waffle House. And I'm like, oh, no. But
why?
I'm like, okay, let's go. Oh, I want the experience.
All right.
So I had a feeling it was going to be, you know, not maybe the... purest, healthiest food, right? Okay. So we go into Waffle House. There's three stools. The place is packed. It's utterly packed, right? We sit down right at the counter, the three of us, and order our meals. And we get to watch them cook. Now, here's a warrior. Mm-hmm. I watched this cook. One cook. There were five waitresses. They didn't write anything down on other than what they took from you. And then they stood there and they waited to shout their orders to him.
Whoa.
No, this was amazing. This was the most amazing thing. This one man never missed a beat.
Huh.
He cooked all of the meals in the entire restaurant, and each woman would take turns, and he would honor them and say, give me the order.
Uh-huh.
And he prepared all these meals. Like, it was the most... And we had our food, like, so fast, it wasn't even funny.
Huh.
Now, I always bless my food before I eat it, so I did my little blessing. But I was amazed at how this man stayed completely centered and did this. I mean, it was just the most amazing thing. So I want to thank you, because I did go to Waffle House. But what I learned is that no matter what we're doing, this man was very present in his job. He didn't have time not to be present in his job. He had a whole restaurant full of people and lines out the door to still act. He never missed a beat. And I wonder how many hours on end he did that for. I was totally amazed. But my journey didn't end there. So now I'm still watching the shift, and I'm watching, you know, and appreciating just what everybody gives, because we all are one and we all are a reflection. And that man at the Waffle House inspired me because he stayed so focused. And well, I got to tell you, sometimes I'm not so focused. So on we went on our journey, and the next place I got to go was Monticello.
Ooh.
Do you know what Monticello is?
I've heard a little bit about it.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot, but okay. It's Thomas Jefferson's home.
Okay.
All right. And, boy, talk about a warrior. He was our third president. Now, here's something that I didn't know, but I'm sure a lot of people in history do know. I mean, because he did so much in his lifetime, and his house was phenomenal. And not because it was ostentatious, because it's not. It is incredibly methodically thought out and way ahead of its time. Because he loved gadgets. He wasn't necessarily an inventor, but he loved, you know, time, and he respected his time, and he did an enormous, enormous amount in his lifetime, including commissioning Lewis and Clark's expedition. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, that was Thomas Jefferson.
Wow.
He actually did that in 1803. He was reelected in 1804. But what was really interesting is that Thomas Jefferson, as many people know, wrote the Declaration of Independence, and it was adopted on July 4th in 1976, which all of us celebrate today. Nobody does not celebrate the 4th of July in the United States. And it's the Declaration of Independence, right? 50 years later, he died. He died on July 4th. 1826, on the 50th anniversary of him signing the Declaration of Independence. But before he died, he also retired, and in his retirement, the Library of Congress burned down, and we lost all of our historical books in Washington, D.C. Well, Thomas Jefferson probably had one of the most largest libraries in the world, and he sold his collection of his library books to our government, which now 6,500 books. Can you believe that? 6,500 books. And he had all of the books built in these bookshelves that broke down to crate them. And then after they were sent, the crates made bookshelves. I mean, this was his mindset was phenomenal. But he didn't stop there. So he sold the list, which now is the Library of Congress, thanks to Thomas Jefferson. But he also designed the plans for the University of Virginia.
Which opened shortly before his death, actually.
Right.
Hmm?
It did. Because, yeah, that's exactly correct. Because he did that in 1817, and he died in 1826. He lived rather long for his lifetime. But here's what I found really interesting. Because he was a torn man. He wrote... You know, he wrote the Declaration of Independence, yet he had slaves. And this man was deeply torn by this. because on the one hand, all men, you know, have the right to freedom. And yet here he was, you know, having slaves himself. He was the first man in the history of the United States who actually set the slaves free. He set five slaves free upon his will of death. And all five of these men, he had taught them masterful trades. When you go to Monticello, should you ever get the chance, this was a 5,000-acre farm sitting way up on a mountain. Monticello means little mountain. And you can see for everywhere through the state of Virginia. It's really quite lovely. But it was completely self-efficient and self-working farm. They even made the nails. It took them 40 years to build Monticello.
Jeez.
Because, you know, they didn't have saws back then.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to understand. They had little slaves at 14 and 15 years old. Their whole job was to make nails. And not only did they make nails for Monticello, but they made nails for the community as well.
Wow.
And people would come and sit and wait and talk to him. Here he is, the president. He's retired. You know, he's got all these gadgets in his house. I mean, truly, I mean, it's really quite remarkable. And it's quite an experience to walk through it. When I was standing in his bedroom, which is something I've never seen before, I mean, this man was just so inventive, I got this overwhelming sense of chills up my spine and my hair raised on end, because this man lived his life for the freedom for us. He literally believed in the power of education. He wanted everybody to have the sense of freedom that he was blessed, that he felt he had. And yet, he was a gentleman farmer at the same time. Everything in his home was self-sufficient. Now, this brings me to a modern day time, because I think, how self-sufficient am I? They planted all their food. They made, you know, all their furniture. They made all their candles. They literally did everything. And to walk through it and realize what goes on, what went on there at that time, was really quite amazing. From there, I went and I caught a plane. And on the way home, I read a book, The Four Agreements, by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I started thinking about how wonderful it is that we have been given great freedom for the journeys than the wars that have been fought over time. And it's really quite amazing. One of the things that I have to talk about is I have to talk about something that Don Miguel, and in my whole journey of going on this trip, I'm paying attention to everything, and I'm looking at the past, and I'm fully aware of the present. By the way, Mercury's retrograde, and I'm traveling during Mercury retrograde, and at the same time, I have to surrender. If anything happens, it's okay, because I realize Mercury's retrograde, and, well, truthfully, if you don't know this, when you're traveling while Mercury's retrograde, your plane can get delayed, you could lose your luggage. You know, all kinds of things can happen. Because
electronic snafus.
But I wasn't worried about the electronics, because I wasn't dealing with that. So the whole time, I'm aware of this, and I'm aware of my surroundings, and I start reading Don Miguel Ruiz's book, which I read on the flight home, because we had a 5-hour flight. And if none of you have read The Four Agreements, you know I highly recommend it, because he talked about something and it really struck a chord with me. And he talked about black magic and he talked about white magic. And, you know, I've read this book maybe 3 or 4 times. I don't remember ever seeing this aspect in it. So maybe this was my time. And he talked about the power of your sword and the power of your voice. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about that, because one of the things that all four of these men, or all five of these men, have in common is that they all stayed focused within their journey and found the light within, and then taught it to all of us. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. So you're listening to It's a New Day. If you have any journeys or you have anything that might be sticking you right now, you know what, give us a call, because it's not worth it. We can clear it up in a heartbeat. Stay tuned.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com, or call 425-398-8011.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled U-M-M-E-L-I-N-A.com. Or call 206-624-1370. take the perfect pause soon.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Marie, and you're listening to It's a New Day. I love Benny's. Benny's doing his history. He's pulling up Monticello.
I am. I'm learning a lot. This is amazing.
It really was a phenomenal time.
I think it was a lot of the times I was falling asleep in history class. I should have stayed awake for most of this.
Well, you know, I fell asleep too. But, you know, as you get older, you start putting things into perspective. And and I think that our history is actually a truth of and an aspect of who we are today. That the people that I am talking about today, they took leadership. They conquered their own fears somehow with inside of themselves. Something that I am trying to always achieve and acquire within my own self is that sometimes we become fearful of what others may think of us. If we're doing the right thing. We are so people-pleasing, and we're conditioned to believe this. And it's one of the things that Don Miguel Ruiz talks about in his book, but it's also something that you're going to see in a modern day in the movie The Shift with Dr. Wayne Dyer, and that when we get hung up and worried about what others think of us, at that point, you're not living your dream. You're living a dream of someone else. It's not within your own bright light. And in the book, with the Four Agreements, Don Miguel talked about black magic and white magic. I had never heard anybody put this into an awareness. Black magic, he calls, is the power of your word along with white magic. And that your sword is actually a metaphor for your actual spoken word. And that if you understand how powerful your word is, you would have a much more awareness as to how you choose to use your spoken word. For example, and I do want to give an example on this, black magic, using your power or wielding your sword, so he speaks, and I agree with this, is when you are kind to someone's face, but you turn around and say something negative to them and they're back. That would be a example of black magic. Or if you beat yourself up and you wake up in the morning and you say, I am fat, or I am ugly, or, you know, I am stupid, or I can't do anything. That is a form of black magic. That is a form of your thoughts that eventually will come out within your spoken word. And I found this really profound, actually, because I think that over the years, many more metaphors have happened around the word black magic, but I never took it so to heart before. And so when you speak, and you speak, even he'll even give you an explanation as to, for example, Benny, I'm going to use you because, you know, I like to play with your energy a little bit. I could say, gee, Benny, you know, your energy's really low today. And therefore, then I start working with you to help. Not today, but we've done this in the past.
Well, thank you for noticing. Right.
But, you know, your energy is lovely today.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that. or I could have come to you and I could have used, in the way I used my energy is I used it lovingly just in recognition that I realized your energy was low. But I didn't stop there. I proceeded to stay with you and see if we couldn't get you to turn your energy. Not we. I was just holding the space. You turned the energy.
Sure.
All right. That's white magic. That's helping someone see beyond their own limitations. just because I could see it. And then I would hope that someday you would see me come in and say, oh, there, I can now feel that energy. I'm going to help her change it. But if I'd have been in black magic, I would have gone, geez, that Benny man, he's just got to get it together. I am sick of this energy. I am sick of this negative energy that he is bringing into my time. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Feel the difference of the energy?
Mm-hmm.
So when we think of it, you know, it's like talking to my son or anything. I could have been very negative with him. I could have used my power in a way that could have deeply hurt him and set him back on his journey. Just, you know, like Jefferson could have set us back by not doing any of the things. Abraham Lincoln, General Lee, General Grant, you know, all these men played an important part of history that used the power of their sword to help mankind. To help mankind. Bottom line, it was for the greater census of us all.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of, you know, what the outcome was, it was still, the intention was still set. And Don Miguel Ruiz talks about this quite lovingly, and that when we allow ourselves to get into our white magic, we start breaking the conditioning. We start breaking that conditioning where we want to please others, and we start realizing that if we're all one, and we're all part of a unity of one, and that God is within all of us. It's within the trees. It's within the rain today. It's within the sun. It's within the wind. It's everywhere. It's literally not ever not connected. Then if you realize that within yourself, then you have a power that can allow you to take that energy and turn it towards love yourself. I will tell you, people will always want to take that power away from you. And that there will always be obstacles to overcome. But you have the freedom of choice in that. And because of our history and, you know, what men and women, and today I'm talking about men, but trust me, I'll be doing another show around women on this, because I don't believe that it's just one sex that helps us to remind us to gently, you know, stay in our freedom and in our power. Maya Angelou is a great woman. I highly respect her and the choices that she's made and the fears that she had to overcome to inspire all of us. There are many, many women out there as well. I'm just using a course of history where battles were fought because these men chose to be warriors. And I don't think just men are warriors. I think Maya Angelou is a warrior too. I believe that there is a bit of warrior in all of us. And to accomplish being a warrior, you must be willing to conquer your fears and find the love within. And too many people have become addicted to the fear. And this is what Don Miguel Ruiz talks about. And this is what's talked about in The Shift as well, by Dr. Wayne Dyer, is that we have become conditioned to get excited and to live in fear. And fear is a vast subject. There's many ways that fear touches all of us, and including myself. You know, I'm not a great flyer. I mean, I always get a little bit nervous before I get on that plane. But one of the things that I do to quiet my fear, to take my power back, is that I put light all around that plane. And I says, bless the journey. And whatever happens on the journey is meant to be for the journey. So if the plane goes down, I guess that was my day to go down. But I put white light around it because I know I'm going to be blessed no matter what happens. So it's a mindset that I give permission to myself to have, walking the journey. And not getting stuck in the conditioning of everything else that's going on around me. It's going to exist. It is a part of our everyday life. But it doesn't have to control my life. And it doesn't have to control your life. So a lot of people do regressions and go looking for past information about themselves. Personally, I've done it. I love it. But it's something that we have to learn to take responsibility for, and it's something that you still have to bring into your modern day soul's journey. And that's what we're in today. And so hopefully something that I said to you today inspired you, maybe motivated you. I certainly am motivated. I was given a great gift to watch a lot of wonderful people really shift a lot of beautiful energy over the course of the last 4 days. And I personally want to pay it forward. So hopefully you will too. I want to thank our sponsors today. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So God bless you on that. And if you'd like to drop me an email or talk to me, please drop me a line at dawnsvision.com. I'm always happy to listen and always here to share. And everybody else, have a great and wonderful week. God bless.